This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Mattress Firm, brands you trust at competitive prices. Get 15% off with code MMANUTS15.
DentalPlans.com, join a plan and save money off dental procedures. Save 10% off plus 3 free months with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 380.
380!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Cheers.
Cheers. 380s.
Woo! So,
time for that.
Careful not to get my beer in your drink so you die.
Yeah, I don't need your chocolate and my peanut butter. That's bad news.
Good news. No. But, listen, we're going to warn you right now. The show is probably going to be all about Bellator.
Because it might be.
Matt, tell us what happened to you this last week.
So, you know, the other day.
He's taking his socks off.
I got to get comfortable. Sorry. I'm on the Twitter, and I see Bellator tweet out, like, hey, do you want a chance to win a dinner with Hoyce Gracie, Rampage Jackson, and Mercedes Terrell? Like, huh. Why not? What the fuck? I'll enter a contest. I enter my name. Then the Bellator 198 event's on Saturday. So Thursday, I get a phone call from a guy at Bellator saying, hey, yeah, you won the contest. Give me a call back. Call him back, and then I find out, hey, there's a dinner on Friday night at Gibson's. You and three guests. Dinner with Hoyce Gracie, Rampage, Mercedes, and the other ring card girl.
Oh, he's at Gibson's. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Downtown?
No, in Rosemont, which is even better.
Okay.
So we don't have to drive all the way downtown.
Solid.
And then you get 4 t-shirts, 4 hats, VIP tickets to the event. Like, sweet. So we get to dinner, sit down. There's like 20, maybe 25 people in attendance. And besides those people, you got like Scott Coker. He's sitting 3 seats away. You got the matchmaker who's sitting next to my buddy. Another guy in marketing. And
oh, yeah.
So let's start with, and it's open bar also. So
you could order whatever food you wanted?
Well, there's a limited menu, but it's still, you're at Gibson's. It's pretty good shit. And open bar, so everyone's drinking and having a good time. And all the Bellator people are kind of like, oh, here's the contest winner. So first it starts with the ring card girls. They come over and introduce themselves.
Were they
themselves.
Wearing their outfits?
No, but I'll post all the pictures of what they're wearing. And you know, I will just say,
hopefully nothing.
Yeah, that Mercedes Terrell is so much more intelligent than she might have been the smartest person that I talked to the entire night.
Whoa!
And I had no idea because she was able to talk to like myself and each of our friends and carry on a conversation about whatever the fucking topic was.
Wow!
Which was amazing to me. I thought she's just all show, but no, she was probably the smartest person there.
No kidding.
And I thought there would, when you say you're gonna have a dinner with Hoyce and Rampage and Mercedes, I figured, fuck, she's not going to get any talking because I'm going to spend all my time talking to these guys. So, but actually, so they came over, and then they're like, oh, where are you guys sitting? So they sat directly across from us so there could still be like conversation going on. And then Hoyce sits down next to them at the dinner table, and we start talking. Our buddy Pete is saying, hey, you know, back, you know, 20 plus years ago, I did a seminar with you in California and blah, blah, blah. And Hoyce is like, oh, really? Oh, you've been training jiu-jitsu like 20 years now. You must be black belt by now. So I just start laughing. I'm like, I think he's a fucking white belt, Hoyce. And Pete's like, oh, I'm just a blue belt. And Hoyce is going, what happened? You're training 20 years. How are you not black belt? And Pete's going, well, you know, I started with this one guy, he's 40 minutes away, you know. I can never get over there. And Hoyce is going, wait, do you live close to where you work? I'm like, yes. Well, then why don't you find a place close to you and train there?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know, but I'm dedicated to him. And Hoyce is like, eh, train closer.
Train closer. Just go train.
Yeah.
That's right, it doesn't matter.
So then I told him the story. I had met you 24 years ago when I was living in California working at the Gold's Gym in Redondo Beach. You were training for UFC 3, and you had told the story about the sumo wrestler. I'm like, how are you going to beat the sumo wrestler when you fight him? He said, I take him down, I choke him out. His neck is like this fucking big. Uh-huh. And I swore when I said that to him, and he's laughing, and the other people are laughing. He's like, I don't think I used those exact words, my friend. Like, I know, I'm fired up.
He doesn't swear, huh?
No, okay. Not so much. He's super clean, healthy, as far as like.
He looks fit.
He's eating. He's 51. And I asked him, are you done fighting? He's like, I was done 10 years ago, you know? I think it just brought him back for that Ken Shamrock fight.
Okay.
And then I'd asked him, like, what do you think about MMA today versus MMA when you started?
Yeah.
He's like, man, it's not always the best guy that wins. It's kind of, today, it's kind of like you throw you in an ocean, and then someone picks you up in 30 minutes. Versus back in the day, we just kind of throw you out in the ocean, and you got to figure out how to swim back to shore.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Yeah.
And then just talking to these guys, both Hoist and Rampage, they're not real interested in talking about fighting, so you had to talk about other subjects.
Oh, really?
Like, I could see, like, conversation wasn't going that way. So with Hoist, then it became to like hunting and shooting, and he comes over and he pulls out his cell phone, and he's going through all these pictures and showing us of all the shit he's killed and eaten. It's like, oh my God. He's like, bears, elk, deer, alligator, you name it.
He kills stuff and eats it.
Yeah.
That's baller, man.
And he shows us his gun collection. Literally 100 fucking guns.
Wow.
And one tomahawk. I'm like, what's the tomahawk for? You scalping people on the side? Like, holy shit.
Wow.
Just crazy. And then Keith's like trying to tell him, because Keith's a professional chef, and he's trying to tell him about cooking meats and how to prepare it. And Hoist just doesn't use any seasoning. Like, he just goes straight up raw. Like, as far as like naked meat, like no seasoning.
No salt or pepper. Why?
I don't know. He's super healthy, super natural. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. You know, just runs it clean 100% of the time. So that was weird. And, you know, it's weird because you meet a guy 24 years ago, and when you look into his eyes then, as he's like a trained killer, like there's a different look in his eyes now. I'm done fighting and just like super relaxed and hanging out and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He's been to war many times. He's done with that.
Yeah. He doesn't need to do that anymore.
Nah.
So let me take a little sip here before we talk
this
about
great.
Rampage.
Rampage. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on Rampage, because we met him a couple times when we...
Yeah, he's still super nice. So, you know, it took Rampage a while to come over and talk to us because he was eating. He's a heavyweight now.
So
he was fucking plowing the food down.
He's hungry.
He's like, I forgot what he said. Oh, something like, you sons of bitches, bring out the carrot cake. He's just pounding down all the food. He was so thick, like this guy, like standing next to him, like, Jesus Christ, like he hit me on the chest, and like, it felt like a fucking sledgehammer hit me.
Wow.
And.
Wait, why did he hit you? Did you piss him off?
No, but Pete did, which was funny, friend Pete. So Pete had, you know, I'd gone to the store, and they didn't have any of the MMA gloves for these guys to sign. So, excuse me, they just had this big UFC gym glove, like 16-ounce boxing glove, and I gave those to Pete so he could have them sign it. And he has Rampage sign it, and Rampage starts yelling, Scott Coker, he's having me sign a UFC glove, what's this about? And Pete, like, whacks him in the chest. He's like, shut up. And Rampage is like, what the fuck? This guy just karate chopped me in the chest.
<That's>
I'm like, oh, no. He's like, is that guy your friend? He's like, is he your best friend? I'm like, he's not my best friend, but he's a friend.
Right now, I don't know him. So do whatever you want. Just kill him.
He's a friend.
Was he actually angry, or was he messing around?
Nah, he's just fucking around. Because later on, when we were done, he's like, hey, before you go, he goes to Pete. He goes, whack, and whacks him in the chest. He's like, that's one for the road, you know. So
We're
talking to Rampage, and I'm trying to get his gauge on fighting and whatever, and ask him, like, how's it to be a heavyweight these days? Like, oh, so nice, they can eat and whatever. And, you know, again, not wanting to talk about fighting, wants to talk about other shit, so I ask him about video games and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he has a Twitch channel.
Yeah, the crazy thing, he said he was, like, losing money doing his Twitch streams.
So how do you lose money?
I don't know. I don't know how they have that set up, but he said he was getting a little sick of it. He said he would play the UFC game sometimes, and he would play as himself, and then people would beat him, and they'd be talking all sorts of shit. And he's like, motherfucker, I'll come to your house and fuck you up.
That's awesome. This ain't no video game.
I'm like, we should make a series like that. I would love to, like, follow Rampage around. If people have talked shit to him online, then we take Rampage and go find this fucker. And then you can talk that shit to his face.
That'd be awesome.
Like, oh, my God. That would be gold. So awesome.
They did that already. Wasn't it the Bully series or whatever?
I don't know.
With, what's his face? Crazy guy. Never mind. Continue.
Okay. So then we're talking about video games. I'm asking, well, what games are you playing? What's your favorite game right now? Yeah. He says Rainbow Siege 6.
Oh, nice.
That's his favorite right now. He's like, I really love, and right as he's, before he says this sentence, our friend Brian walks up, and Rampage goes, I love shooting people in the face. Brian's like, what the fuck? His eyes are all open wide. And like, no, he's talking about video games right now. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's
video
all good.
Games, not actual people.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That was the Rampage.
Yeah. Sounds like a cool dude. Every time we've met him, he's always been pretty easygoing.
Yes.
So.
And he also said he likes Hoist. Like, Hoist is a cool motherfucker. Because I was also wondering, how are these two going to interact together?
Yeah.
And everything was all cool.
Yeah.
It was really nice to be there with, and I think I'd mentioned, like, okay, so talking to the matchmaker. And, mm-hmm. Well, what do you do? We have a little MMA podcast, you know, this and that. And
yeah.
Scott Coker was there. I didn't get the chance to meet him at the dinner because I was trying to spend all my time with Hoist and Rampage. And then by the time I realized I hadn't talked to Scott, the fucking dinner was over and we're all out of there. Mm-hmm. And they had stayed later because I think it was only supposed to be 7:30 to 9:30, and we didn't end up leaving until like 10:30.
Oh, wow.
So it was very cool of all the people. Everyone was super nice, from Bellator to the fighters to the ring card girls. I mean, couldn't ask for a better experience. I mean,
sounds awesome.
So
I'm sad I missed it. I had my kids this weekend, so, you know, family first, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Friday night is over.
Yes.
You didn't hit the strip club with Rampage or anything crazy?
No.
Okay.
Although he was vaping when we were in there, by the way.
He was vaping?
I don't know what was in there. I wasn't going to ask because I'm talking to him. He's just hitting something up. I'm like, all right, cool.
Good for him.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So then we get to Saturday, where we have the tickets, the VIP tickets to the Bellator 198 event. So we get there about 7:15. And the police presence for this event is fucking off the charts.
Really?
Like, I've never seen this many police. Obviously, you had to take everything out of your pockets, and then they wand you before you walk in. Mm-hmm. There's like a drug or bomb-sniffing dog walking through, like a German Shepherd and guy. It's bulletproof vests, all sorts of shit. There's probably at least 30 cops, armed cops,
whoa,
right at our entrance.
Whoa.
I've never seen it this high.
Because of Fedor?
Yeah, because remember earlier in the week, I don't know if you'd seen that the FBI was questioning Fedor about some weird shit and about Russia Trump, and I don't know what all was going on, but that all came to the event with him.
Okay.
So that was going on. We get to our seats. We're you know, I don't know, section 102, row M, so we're up a decent amount, but it's probably like the perfect viewing for a UFC, or not a UFC, but a MMA fight, like a Bellator. And the only thing that sucked is we're like right in the middle, mm-hmm. and at where you're sitting, everybody's got to get the fuck up to sit down.
Oh, I see.
And it's just, I feel like I'm in straight up Russia, because that's all I hear is Russian, Russian, everywhere being spoke.
Yep.
There's a dude and a woman sitting in front of us, and this guy is sneezing in his woman's face. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I see him turn to his woman, sneeze in her face, and I go to Brian. I go, what the fuck is that? What just happened here? He's like, oh, no, that's the third time this has happened.
Maybe it's a love thing.
I don't know what that's about.
Maybe she likes it.
Yeah. But I'll post that
it's
picture.
It's called foreplay, man.
Apparently. I'll sneeze in your face.
Okay.
No, I don't think my wife was into that, because I told her this story. She's like, what the fuck is that?
Some weird shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Matt Mitrione's kids were sitting two rows directly in front of us. So at some point, he comes up, and he's sitting like right in front of us, like drinking a beer. And like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's weird that he's like right in the middle of the crowd with everybody.
Yeah.
And then I got to keep scrolling through my notes here. when you buy a bottle of water there, they have to take the cap out.
Yep.
What the hell is that about?
So you can't close it and throw it.
But I can still throw it.
Yeah, but it'll
I won't kill somebody.
It'll be empty.
Oh, no, it won't. I'll still throw it with some velocity.
Yeah, I know, but that's the idea is it'll be empty by the time it hits its target. Because a closed bottle can be used for explosiveness.
True. Yeah. I got to pull up some pictures.
Ooh, pictures.
I got a ton. I'm going to be posting tons of pictures up as we're talking here, but...
What do you got pictures of?
Well...
Mercedes?
Well, those will come later. But, like, this is where Mitrione was, and this is that guy and girl that happened to get in the picture. I might have to blob her out. But then there's also this weird guy who's taking pictures. I couldn't figure out if this was a man or a woman. But who wears a black T-shirt, black pants, black shoes, white belt?
I would rock that. I would rock that shit on stage.
A white belt?
When I have my concert, I'm gonna do that just for you. Black everything except the belt.
The weird thing was Rampage was there, and he's wearing the polar opposite of that. He's got white shirt, white pants, black belt.
It's a thing, man. It's an accessory.
That's a fucking weird. And there's Beltran. In there.
Nice with the crazy.
He was doing the main event.
The beard, the whatever you call that thing he's got.
Yeah. So
the World of Warcraft thing.
Just overall, I say that was a pretty fucking good card. Main card, you had all finishes.
Yeah.
You had four submissions, three of them in the first round, one in the second round, and then you have obviously the Frank Mir.
How was that live, Fedor? How was it? How was the crowd? I remember when Henderson was here with Fedor, the people were going ape shit. Was it like that?
Yeah. And for the main event, they were going crazy. Just even in general, there was just this buzz in the arena.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the Bellator guys, like, was this a sellout? They're like, oh, fuck yeah, it was. Yeah. You're saying, like, these T-shirts, they only made 400? And he said they sold out instantly.
Wow.
Like, man, yeah, it's a fucking cool design. You should have made, like,
yeah,
thousands of these, literally. Because you could, I don't even think you could buy these at the arena. I didn't see any there.
Yeah, I figured not.
And did I mention people were vaping weed in the crowd, too?
No.
Like, quafts of weed smoke are just blowing past me.
That's good.
Like, hey, that's cool. Because, you know, the drinks, obviously, your bottle of water is fucking...
So expensive.
$6 or something crazy. $5 for a 10-cent bottle of water.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. And then our buddy Keith ordered some kind of hard alcohol drink and got about, you know, 2 millimeters of that. And the rest was all water. And then you had Dylan Danis starts off the fights, who's Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. And I was telling our friend Brian, I said, this shit hits the ground, it's fucking overwatch.
Yeah.
As soon as it hit the ground, he's like rolling for a leg. And next thing you know, he locks up a toe hold, taps him from a toe hold.
Well, that's unusual.
Old school.
Yeah.
Like someone did that to Tank Abbott way back in the day. Might have been Frank Mir on Tank Abbott, if I remember correctly.
You might be correct.
So, you know, he gets the win. He gets on the mic. He's talking all sorts of crazy shit about, yeah, I'm the reason this event went so well because I did all the promotion. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It had nothing to do with Vader being the main event, right?
Yeah.
Or Frank Mir, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then you had one of the Gracies, I think it was a cousin of Henzo and somehow related to Hoist. So Hoist is, you know, psyched up and...
Yeah.
He had gotten the arm triangle and mount, stepped over. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Like, it was submission. Then we get to the main event. Now, I'll post some of the video I took of the walkout for Fedor, but that crowd, even for the walkout for Mir, everyone's going bananas. And then Fedor comes out with that.
Of course, man.
Like that Russian
shit. Everything's all red everywhere.
Fucking white and white lights.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good minute walkout. He's like, man, there's something about Fedor fighting with a Russian crowd. And it wasn't Bald Head Central like the last time.
No.
I was telling everybody, I'm like, you got to watch the amount of bald heads. But this time it wasn't. Getting parched.
Getting parched?
Yeah. My throat. So he does his walkout, and I want to post. Hopefully it's still running right now as I'm talking here.
What, the walkout?
The video of the fans going fucking bananas. And then they get in there and they're like, let's just throw hands and see who drops. And Fedor drops Mir first. Mir gets up, Fedor hip tosses him down, and then they're doing some more exchanging. Fedor clips him with a left hook coming in, he goes down, and then Fedor finishes Mir, kind of like how Henderson had finished Fedor, from behind and up and under.
Yep. Yeah.
And then that's it. And man, did everyone look super happy afterwards. Yeah. Fedor and like everyone's still going crazy. And then all of a sudden, I see someone from Bellator comes shooting over to us as we're in the stands. It's like, hey, is this you? He shows me a piece of paper with someone else's name on it. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it is, but yes, that's me. Uh-huh. He's like, all right, come on. We're going down cage side. I'm like, what?
Okay,
let's go. So we get down cage side, and then he gets us into like the right by the cage area.
Whoa.
And then we're just standing around waiting. He's like, all right, we're going to get you in the cage. We got to let this dark match go off first, and then we'll get you in the cage. You get some pictures and whatever, and then they're like, oh, you didn't get a chance to meet Scott. He wants to meet you. So since Scott Coker comes over, I get to spend like 5 minutes talking to him. I'm like, holy shit.
How was he? Was he?
Yeah, like he was cool super dude, right? Cool. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you last night because, you know, I saw you talking to all the fighters. I didn't want to interrupt you and everything. I'm like, no, that's totally cool. Like, you know, I wanted
seems
to
like get a really nice person.
Yeah.
From what I've seen of him. So.
No, I was saying, wow, man, this feels like Strikeforce. He's like, yeah, this is Strikeforce 2.0,
yeah.
Man. Like, I know it. Talking about last time we saw Fedor was in Strikeforce.
Yes.
When they were in Hoffman Estates here. And he's saying, well, when we do Sonnen versus Fedor, which we're going to have to talk about in a minute too,
yeah,
they may bring that one back out here. But
to Chicago?
Yeah.
I think this is the only place in the whole country that's going to be like Russia for him. So.
Well, the other rumor is they might do Madison Square Garden because they might want to do it super big. That probably makes more sense.
Yeah.
But. Super cool, super nice. And then I got to meet Stitch. And as I see Stitch, he's got his gloves on. I'm going, man, I'm about to shake his hand. I wonder how much HIV am I going to get on me right now. Like, fuck it. I am going for it. And,
yeah.
You know, I could take a picture with him, talk to him for a couple minutes. And then, you know, he's going down the line taking pictures with all of our friends. And then he gets to Keith. He's like, oh, let me pretend like I'm working on a cut on you. So, you know, I'm taking a picture with him and Keith. Because Keith knows him from boxing,
yeah.
As far as, like, watching, being a boxing fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's, I think, in his 50s.
Yep.
One of our friends. So, and then they let us all go into the cage. Then we get to take a picture with Hoyce and the ring card girls. They take our picture. And the one thing that was weird about stepping into the cage was how bouncy it was.
Really?
Which was weird. It felt like you could almost, a little trampolini.
Huh.
Which I had no idea was like
they're all like that maybe? Or what?
I don't know. Did we ever step into UFC cage at any of those?
No,
events?
But we've been into like local show cages, and I don't remember it being bouncy
like that. So, I mean, it was like really
like
taut.
A wrestling cage? Like,
yeah.
When you
yeah.
get tossed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, that was interesting and very cool. And I say thank you again to everyone at Bellator who
yeah, it's awesome.
Made that all happen and gave us that VIP treatment. Like, that's the way I want to see fights.
There you go.
VIP.
VIP.
And it would have been cool to sit cage side, but again, you can't always see the best there.
No.
The only criticism I have for the fights is that you got to fix the fucking pacing. It was 20 minutes between each fight.
Wow.
15 to 20, give or take,
yeah.
But you can't go 15 to 20.
That's
I think 5 minutes is good, and,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're putting on TV as far as probably interviews and stuff,
yeah.
But when you're in a crowd, that just kills all the momentum. It's like, boom, oh, great, a first-round finish. We're going to sit here for 20 minutes. I just started the timer on my phone.
Yeah.
So they got to work on that. But, I mean, as far as the production, looked
solid.
On point, and, you know, the screen... Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with these projectors these
they're
days.
They're amazing these days now.
Fuck, huge screen so you can see all the action.
Even, like, I've been to a bunch of concerts, and that's the big thing. I go, like, wow, the fucking HD screens are so clear now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because especially, like, you have four fights that are on the ground, and you got a post or something in your way.
Yep.
Like, oh, I can see what's going on.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. I don't think I have anything else for that. But... Let's talk about now, as this tournament advances, we get Chael Sonnen versus Fedor. Do you ever think you'd hear that be spoke?
You know what, though? I like Sonnen's chances. I really do. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, Fedor always has that. I mean, he's got that ridiculous right hand. So,
or left.
Left. Yeah. And I'm curious, though, like how the wrestling's going to fare against the Sambo and all that. I think it's going to be a really close matchup. More so than people. Who's the favorite? Is there Fedor?
I would favor Sonnen in that one.
I would.
For me, I think it's 60-40 Sonnen.
Mm-hmm.
just because takedowns, wear and tear. The nice thing is we're just looking at 3 5-minute rounds. We're not doing 5 fives for these heavyweights.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. You got to keep it all smart.
I got it. I'm with you, man. That's too much time. 25 minutes? No, thanks.
Yeah.
So. Well, cool. We've always liked the underdogs, Bellator, Strikeforce. Big Strikeforce fans. We've always been a long time.
Yes.
Especially nowadays with the way things are going with the UFC. I feel like Bellator is slowly rising.
So I said, man, I'm talking to him, like, you guys are doing it right with the heavyweights. You got to do. And I also said, thank you for giving, like, the legends, like a Hoist and, a Rampage or any of the older guys, like, another venue to continue fighting. Mm-hmm. I know people are kind of pissed to say, why are you letting a Hoist Gracie fight Ken Shamrock when they're in their 50s? I say, why not?
Sure.
They like give them a home, and now they're like spokesmen. You would think that the UFC would be doing this for people, but it seems like they're kind of hands off at times to certain people, which is weird. So
they don't want to give the fighters a name. They want to have the brand.
Right, which is unfortunate, but good for us.
Good for us always.
Right. So what else do you have as we close out Bellator 198?
All that. I have one news article I thought was pretty relevant.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey broke her silence this week. Talking to the media about her time after her losses. And apparently she took it very poorly. She was crying a lot and very upset for a couple of years, Matt. And the only thing that she says really saved her was her husband, Travis Brown, who was there for her and through all that time. So I know that we made fun of her a lot about it. But honestly, it sounds like she really took it hard because her background is, you know, her mom, all that stuff with the Olympics, everything that she's been brought up to be like spectacular and special. Yeah. When you get your fucking ass kicked, it's hard to feel that, you know? So she took it very hard. I thought that was kind of nice of her to share.
What, a year and a half later?
Well, it took her a while to come to terms with it.
So
now she sounds much happier now that she's doing wrestling and all that. So, I mean, props to her. Obviously, she had a run at things and it ended abruptly, but these things happen in MMA, Matt. So
they do.
I don't know. You know, you're biting your tongue.
That's well, I'm trying to process like her process, which is weird. It's just the length of time. I mean,
yeah.
So she's basically, was she blaming her mom in all this?
No. It was more of just someone. They asked her, you know, how she was sharing how her time post losing was really, and it sounded very depressing, really.
Well, I thought she was contemplating suicide.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, not a joke. Like, she was really fucked up for a long time. When you get your self shattered in that way, brutally, multiple times, it's hard to come back from that sometimes.
So. Well, I think, I wonder if part of the problem is just having that Svengali fucking around her.
What happened to him? He disappeared.
No, he's still around.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still around. But if he's building you up, telling you have the best striking, you're the champ, you're the greatest, and you start buying into the hype, and then they're putting you on the cover of Ring Magazine, you think your striking's, you know,
top-notch.
Top level.
Best in the business.
You could probably beat Mayweather in a boxing match. She would beat his ass, blah, blah, blah. So you start hearing all that shit. It's got to get into your head.
Probably.
And you think you are the best, and then you get destroyed. Like, what the fuck? Like, everyone, and does that even go into the equation? Like, everyone's been lying to me the whole time?
They have.
You know?
They have been lying.
They have. Like, even Joe Rogan was complimenting her on her fucking awesome striking.
Man.
Like, everyone's drinking a Kool-Aid. That's not healthy for her.
No.
You know?
But
hence, a year and a half or whatever long this process was to get back to some sense of normalcy?
Yes. Exactly.
So can she handle a loss in the WWE now?
I don't know. Well,
even when it's scripted, I can't handle it. I'm going to be out another year and a half, killing myself.
Seen. Yes. Remains to be seen.
I mean, the nice thing is, it's nice to see her in shape. I'll put it that way.
She looks like she's very happy.
Because remember when we saw those pictures of her for the UFC video game? Not too flattering.
Not flattering at all, no. Shapely.
Yes.
Much shapelier than before.
Oof.
She does have a nice shapely figure.
Yeah.
When she wants to.
Yes. I'm down. I'm just saying.
Hey.
This guy fucks.
Sometimes. Only on days that end in Y.
That's right. Which is pretty much every day.
Exactly. You know.
So what else we got? Brent Akimoto tweeted this out. He said that UFC heavyweight Junior Dos Santos is cleared to compete again. Effective immediately, USADA has confirmed his failed drug test last August was caused by a contaminated supplement. He's accepted a six-month suspension, which is already over since the test was 8 months ago. He's scheduled to fight Blagoy
Ivanovich?
Ivanovan, July 14th. Oh, no idea who that dude is. I think they were saying he is a former World Series of Fighting champion, something like that.
Oh.
Or whatever league that league is now.
Sure.
Professional Fighters Association, something or other.
I'm on board, man. Let's see it happen.
But it's weird, right? We're having all these former champion, right? And now he's fighting who?
Who?
Like, is that where we're at
I take
now?
That back. The last time I saw Junior, I was worried for his safety. So we'll see how he does. I'm worried about
him. Yeah, because this is, you know, off the good stuff. And we always, yeah, how's that guy going
to
fare?
He got beaten to a bloody pulp a couple times. Like, literally, unrecognizable.
Yeah. And the more he got beat, the happier he got.
He does. Got happier.
I always hate that.
It's not a good thing.
It's never good. Leslie Smith. Oh, I got to actually use my computer for some of this stuff now. That fixed the internet on my computer. Mm-hmm. Leslie Smith, she's planning legal action against the UFC after having her contract bought out in the wake of the union effort.
See?
And she started a GoFundMe, I guess, for trying to raise money to fight or pay off all the legal fees. So she's raised like $3,000 so far. What do you think is going to happen with her in this lawsuit? I mean, because this is basically jump-starting the unionization. It was probably, I think people were saying, this is probably the best thing that could have happened to her.
I think so,
too. To get fired from the UFC, because now you're forcing it.
I don't know. I don't know that she's going to be able to win this, but she's going to. I think that's not where the victory lies. I think the victory lies in starting the process, like you said, and making noise, and I think people will jump on board, and this will create some momentum, hopefully, you know, for this whole thing. It definitely needs to happen. But it's been trying to happen for, what, 3 years, 4 years?
So long, man.
And it just hasn't. So maybe this is it. Maybe Conor McGregor jumps on board now that he's in all this legal trouble. I don't know, you know?
I hope so. And you want to talk about Conor. I heard some articles being posted about...
You heard some articles
I heard
being
some
posted? Makes total sense.
Hear me now, believe me later. That's okay, right.
That's awesome.
The Dana White, I'm sorry, keep making it weirder. The Dana White was saying that they're not going to punish him until he gets the criminal proceedings.
Of course
happen.
Not. Of course not.
So we're going to see, I think, is this just delay, and then everyone's going to forget?
Like,
and then the next thing you know,
you little silly Irish fuck. Have some lucky charms.
Fighting for the title.
I don't know, you didn't mean it. It's all good.
Is that how we do anything?
Probably.
Like a dealer tapping out.
We forget quickly, you know, Matt. That if it didn't happen like 2 days ago, we don't remember.
So I already forgot.
For me, I'm like, what did he even do?
I don't even know
what happened.
Now, that's the crazy thing. I was talking to Keith, one of our friends. He didn't even know what happened.
Exactly.
What? I didn't fill him in. I'm like, holy shit, man. This is what went down.
The little guy went crazy.
Got a couple felonies coming out. Couple lawsuits. Probably out about $10 million when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
No worries.
Whatever. Like that one night in Bangkok, right?
Pretty much. It sounds like a couple nights in Bangkok.
Perhaps.
And what else we got?
I got nothing.
Dustin Poirier and Eddie Alvarez, I think. Ooh. That rumor of that rematch, because that controversial ending in the first time they fought. And no, Poirier keeps calling out Alvarez.
Of course.
And then Cam Soda, which is that porn site that had the MMA. It's like a video type.
Excuse me.
Whatever you want to call it. The Cam... Camera, video,
VR,
something like that. I don't know. I don't venture to Cam Soda.
I don't know what
porn
that is.
Needs.
I thought it was a fighter for a second. I'm like, what are you? Who's that?
But Cam Soda. Capoza on Twitter tweeted this out in regards to a fighter bonus. He said, "You'll be getting." This is what the announcer said in the ring to the fighter. He said, "You'll be getting a bonus, and your top tipper is." I have huge titties.
What the fuck?
And he asked the fighter to say it. Oh. He's like, here's your tipper name. Can you read that into the mic? I have huge titties.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Like, Jesus Christ. And I think it was the same
card. Anything for Buck, Matt.
Well, hey, I hear that. Let's see if the internet's going to work here as I click on this link. So you have...
the Twitter.
Hang on.
Is it working? Oh, it fell out.
It's
the
all
thing
good.
Went right in your coffee mug.
Hey, it's all good.
Oh, it's taking its sweet ass
it
time.
It sure is.
Oh, hello. What is this?
This is Crazy Horse warming up at Cam Soda. Oh, my God. Can it be any slower?
Is he jiggling asses?
It's in slow motion. He's throwing uppercuts into her ass.
She looks happy about it.
She's super happy. But notice how slow. Like, it's almost like it doesn't want to work.
Probably for good reason, Matt.
Maybe he's doing it.
Is he doing it right now?
Yeah. I'll pull it up on my phone. It'll work faster. Taking the show to a screeching halt.
Is it touchscreen? Nope.
Didn't quite make it into this one. But you get the idea. So imagine that. Slow motion. Uppercutting.
I'm imagining uppercuts.
That's how he warms
anus.
Up.
Okay.
And apparently him and, Colby Covington got into it a little bit at that event.
Okay.
Colby was pictured with like four ring card girls with dental floss up their ass, G-string type. And looked like the Crazy Horse threw a punch at Colby. And then people separated them before anything else got going on. So.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on there. Get out of this before it fucks up.
Your laptop is going to fry out.
Like, oh, you can't watch
porn.
We'll
just be randomly sitting there later and it's just going to start playing.
Yeah. And I saw this today. Mark Coleman wants to fight Don Fry.
What?
Should we allow this? Like,
no.
Both of these guys are severely fucked up.
No, Coleman can't even stand up straight. His knees are all fucked
and
up.
And Fry, I thought I almost died. Like,
yeah.
But I think they both need money.
Oh, so that's why.
But does this make a case for a union then? Because wouldn't a union take care of the older fighters?
They should.
Because not the NFL does something like that. And I don't know if that was because of the CTE lawsuit.
They kind of had a lot to do with it, yeah.
Isn't that CTE going to happen in MMA? And
probably.
Shouldn't we take care of fighters?
We
should.
Especially
when you're a fucking $4 gazillion company.
We should, but we don't.
Because if they're not going to take care of him, I let them fight
yeah.
as much as we don't want them, just so he can get paid. I mean, I'm looking at it more of a, how do you take care of the guys?
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
you make them ambassadors like Bellator. And I don't know if a Coleman or a Fry is. I don't think Fry is. Coleman might be.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing stuff with the UFC, not Bellator.
Huh.
Let's try the phone.
You really want to show me this.
Oh. No, I got something else. So... This is the worst cut ever seen.
Oh, I saw this picture, yeah.
Which is very graphic.
Horrible.
We're going to look at it right now.
Oh, I don't want to see it. I saw it already. I was like, oh, that's gross.
I want to see it again.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. He's going to take a hard pass. I'm going to look right at it. Are you sure? It's right there.
Positive. I'm looking. I'm not looking. I might faint.
Look at the gash.
It's giant. I know. I saw it. I saw it earlier. I don't want to see it.
I'm rock hard right now.
You're rock hard. It's got a boner the size of Arkansas.
I'm ready to wreck some shit. I'm just saying. My cut on my head might have been that
fuck
gut.
His face? Is that what you're saying?
That slot. Something needs to go in it.
Okay. It's a horrible cut.
I got a huge gash on here. That might have. I never got to see it. I just remember being in a hospital that bad and. Cop come up, dude, you got a hole in your head. I'm like, fuck off, Mr. Policeman.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. Mr. Obvious, thank you. Thank you. Moving right along. Let's do some ass nuts.
Ass nuts.
Yeah. Oh, it changed slides today.
Nice.
Need another sip of a beverage. Keep it cool.
Mm-hmm. Keep it light. Saucy.
Oh, before I start that, one other thing about the Bellator event. So
he's got more. It's awesome.
We're leaving the event. It's 38 degrees outside.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture that should accompany us, a story. There's a guy in a vehicle sitting next to us. It's like one of those three-wheel motorcycles. It says the Batmobile on it. It's got fucking wheels.
Oh, nice.
He's got a little helmet on. Uh-huh. You can see him sitting there. It's 38 fucking degrees, Ingo.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got his little fancy lights on and shit. And uh-huh. I'm like, oh, what a
It's a slingshot.
What a douchebag, this guy.
Those things are
fun. So we're driving down. We get on some tollway. I'm doing like 60, 65 in the middle. It's this guy's behind me. And he's driving like an asshole. So I'm like, I'm going to get off soon anyway. So I'm getting over in the right lane. So he shoots over to the left lane. He just sees him taking off. He's got to be going 80, 90, 100. Then there's a Cutlass that comes right behind him. And fucking, they're like swerving like this. The Cutlass goes this way. This guy goes this way. They literally miss hitting each other at about 100 miles an hour by about an inch. I thought we were going to see this motherfucker die.
Why were they doing that?
Why does someone drive a fucking, what is this thing
slingshot.
Called? A slingshot when it's 38 degrees after assholes. A Bellator event.
Because they're assholes!
Exactly. But they luckily did not hit, because that fucking Oldsmobile would have flattened that
son
of a bitch.
Of course, man.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Assonuts, let's play a new game this week. These are things said by MMA fighters or coaches. And it'll be a true or false.
All right.
All right. Derek Lewis says he should be cut with his fight with Francis Ngannou if it goes the distance.
True.
True. Kevin Lee missed weight because the sauna wasn't open early enough.
True.
Correct. Colby Covington says he'll have armed personal security detail for UFC 225 fight week.
False.
It's true.
It's true. Okay.
Ally Aquina talking about Tony Ferguson. He says, the UFC stripped you of the title because you're a weirdo.
True.
It's true.
Yes.
And Frank Mir, he said, you can either be a dick about it like Fedor or not want to do interviews. That's why Fedor has a hard time selling pay-per-views and selling out arenas.
I think he said that.
He did. It's true. And then John Jones talking about Gustafson. The only, because I guess they're talking back and forth or something, maybe. He says, the only good stuff I used was my big old American balls.
True.
It's true.
These are all true.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, what the fuck? I should have probably thrown a couple in.
One curveball would have been nice.
Maybe. Maybe next week.
Okay.
Maybe I'm setting you up.
Ah.
False sense of security.
Got it. They'll all be false next time.
Maybe.
There you go.
A lot of weird shit being said.
It is weird.
Moving right up. Who should be considered MMA's heavyweight GOAT if the sport ended today? This is tough.
Greatest GOAT of all time.
At heavyweight.
At heavyweight? I still say you got to say Fedor, I think.
Yeah, I was looking back at his career. I think he only has 5 losses right now. I don't know what the overall record is. I'll probably pull it up. But he was 32-1 over a 9-year span.
Yeah, man, kicking ass.
And the other people you could throw in there is Miocic. He's 18-2 with 3 title defenses. I would even put Cormier in there. I know he hasn't had a lengthy career, but Cormier is almost, like, I feel he's been in the wrong weight class, because of fucking Velasquez.
Uh-huh.
Lesnar's 2 title defenses, Tim Sylvia's 2 title defenses, and then you have Velasquez. I don't think Velasquez should even be in the fucking conversation.
I agree.
He hasn't fought enough people.
No.
Just because you do 2, I think you're out, even though I'd put Lesnar over fucking Velasquez.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
Take that, peoples. So we're in agreement then it's Fedor.
Yes.
Okay. Brandon Mason asks, who would have won between John Jones versus Fedor in his prime in Pride?
The John in his prime and Fedor in his prime?
Yeah, in Pride.
Oh, man, in Pride. Rules. I think Fedor wins that. I really do. I don't know. I think John have a hard time with the ropes. I think Fedor wins that one.
I don't know. I always lean towards John just because he can figure out shit. Anytime he's had trouble, and say he's trained for this fight.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like, I just show up for Augustuson and maybe I trained or I didn't.
Yeah, I still like Fedor.
Okay.
I do.
I like John. Well, I want to see John at heavyweight anyway.
Yeah.
And I really want to see this John versus Brock Lesnar at heavyweight. I think that's the fight
to
make.
That would be saucy.
Brock versus anybody at heavyweight has got to be John. I mean, who else is the biggest fight for Lesnar to come back?
Rumble Johnson.
I mean, I'd love to see that one too, yeah. But man, that's another one of those. It goes to the ground. Rumble's done.
Yep.
Right?
He is.
And Rodrigo Machado closes it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll. Pound sign Matt Rapetrain. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have in your corner?
Sorry, that's up for a minute.
I, as a fuck, Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Okay.
Funny you Cook say that.
Yeah.
Or a coked up Edmund Tavarian.
I'll take a Rampage any day.
No.
I don't need to, come on now.
You kick his ass. What am I supposed to do? Kick his ass.
Oh, man. You're supposed to kick his ass. What are you doing? That's all he's going to say. Kick his ass. Come on.
Yeah, I think I might have. Because here's the deal. If the shit goes down, I don't need my Edmund Tavarian getting fucking push kicked by Verdum.
Rampage's not getting
Rampage ain't taking that shit. No. I need some backup in my corner. Right. And if I'm not going to get any kind of like technical support, I might as well take the physical girth of the Rampage. Right.
Exactly.
Girth always wins, Ingo. It's all about the girth. It's 2018.
I get to see that picture. I told you to kick his ass. You didn't listen to me.
Yeah. Motherfucker. You got, he likes to use the word motherfucker. Yeah. Okay. He threw a bunch of motherfuckers in.
Nice.
Like, nice.
He doesn't care. When he's got like seven babies, who cares at that point?
Well, we were talking about kids and training and stuff. He's talking about, we were talking about jiu-jitsu and wrestling. And I asked him, like, well, if you could do one discipline, and like, I know you got the wrestling background, but one discipline to start someone in MMA, where are you going with? Wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for his daughter, he said jiu-jitsu.
Nice.
He's a rape prevention.
Rape prevention.
Said
that?
Yeah, he did. Nice. Like, yeah, that's smart. I hear you. Okay. I hear you. Okay.
Rape prevention.
Would you rather be filthy rich, but have to have lived 200 years in the past, aka 1818, or be poor, but be able to live 200 years in the future, aka 2218?
That's a tough question.
Oh, I had a fucking 200 years ago, I'd be filthy rich, and I know I ain't gonna live long, but I'm gonna be in a fucking castle with a moat. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Like a harem of women everywhere.
Hell yeah.
Just be like lining them
stinky
up.
Stinky women.
Yeah, they'd probably be stinky. And all hairy and shit.
Yeah!
It's gonna get dirty. Okay,
like
I'm
beard.
Going, I'm going old school, 200 years ago.
Yeah, because the future, we could be computers by then.
Yeah,
we might not even live. It could be no planet by then. We could blow this whole fucker up.
That's right.
Take what you can.
That's right.
It's been a while since you guys did this, so how would you guys build the perfect fighter today? Mm. This is going to be tough. So here's the categories. I'll run through them all, and then we'll go back through them all. He said if you need some inspiration. Striking, power, footwork, clinch, takedown, ground, game, submission, cardio, chin, and heart. Striking.
Conor McGregor? I like Conor McGregor.
I like John Jones for that.
Okay.
Power, Ngannou, Mark Hunt.
Yeah, Ngannou for sure.
He's breaking machines. Yeah. Ford Escort, Ingo.
Or Joe Rogan, he's got the badass kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Footwork?
Footwork. Footwork. Who's got great footwork?
Connor's got decent footwork.
He does.
I'm not saying Dominic Cruz. Fuck that. That shit's not. That's not fighting. That's dancing. That's like high level ballet.
Yeah, no. What about like an Edson Barboza type of thing, or a somebody like that, or
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going with Connor though.
Connor, yeah.
Clinch.
Ooh, the clinch.
I'd still, you
John
know,
Jones.
I'm
thinking John Jones.
Anderson
clinch.
Silva's clinch is, I still think,
it's the best
back in the day.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not as of today, but
yeah.
Takedown.
Takedown. Brock Lesnar.
Khabib.
Oh yeah. I forgot about him.
GSP still.
Yeah.
I don't remember going with that though.
Yeah. Good point.
The ground game. Maya.
Damien for sure.
Submission. Maya.
Frank Mir.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Come on, man. That guy's a wrecking machine.
Cardio.
Mighty Diaz. Mouse. I take Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Diaz.
Diaz don't have him fought in like 5 years.
Well, there's a rumor one of them's supposed to fight.
Supposedly.
And until they fight, I don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
Chin and heart. Two chin. Separate. Heart, Frankie Edgar.
Chin, maybe Frankie Edgar too.
It might be. And Diaz, and you know, here's an underrated one. I think John Jones has a great chin. How many times has he been dropped?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
All right. Moving right along. You know, done?
Knowledge?
No. Fuck, marry, kill. Women of video games. League of Legends.
League of Legends.
Hang on. I'm going to just call this Ari.
Not bad.
Leona.
She
got too many clothes
on. Boring. I'm not sure what's happening
there. Too much armor.
I'm going to kill her. I'm telling you right now. Leona's dead.
Riven.
First one, yeah. All right, well, we're going to bang, rive, and kill the one in the middle and then marry the one up top.
She's agree, Matt.
Nice package.
100%
that's twice
agree.
In a row, Matt. What's happening?
Yeah, this cannot happen. Because we're smart.
This cannot happen.
Because you're on the gear.
I'm on the gear. Something like that.
Knowledge. You got any knowledge?
Knowledge. Let me think. No, I've been. I mean, no. I'll bring this up. I think we talked about it. I've been watching Silicon Valley. I'm digging the new show much better without big old what's this fuck Urlach Bachman.
Yeah,
it's much better now. So I'm interested to see where it's going to go. And I actually started watching for school because we're doing a character study of one. Orange is the New Black. You might want to check that out on Netflix. This premise is the chick goes to prison. And she's like a rich chick, and there's nudity.
Sold.
So I'm like, that's all I can
doesn't take much.
It's like,
you throw a midget like, in?
I think there's a midget, but or two. I've only seen a couple episodes, but I'm watching it for school, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of nudity in this. But it's interesting. The whole concept is really weird. But anyways, sweet. Check it out.
That's the only thing I have is just some random stuff. I saw Amazon wants to start delivering packages to the trunk of your car now.
To the trunk of my car? How are they going to get in there?
Well, it says they want to use the connected technologies embedded in many modern vehicles today. So weren't they talking about delivering packages into your house also?
They do that already.
Yeah. So how do you feel about them putting shit in your house and or your trunk of your car?
I'm okay with it.
You're right with that?
I'd rather do it in my house than my trunk. There's shit in my trunk, man.
There's junk in my trunk.
I got stuff.
I don't know. Next thing you're gonna know, Amazon's gonna be wanting to fuck my wife.
Maybe
like what the fuck? Hey, you know, we're already coming to your house. Like,
all right, honey.
We're coming in the back of your door. Well, we're just gonna come in your wife. Is that cool?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, fine.
Be like, hey, maybe she comes out and you're like, listen, I'm busy. Hang on, I'll order up some Amazon. Same day's delivery service.
Amazon cuckold service.
Cuckold you know? Service.
Fucking,
oh,
what kind of shit is this?
Yeah, cuckold
service. I didn't subscribe to this. I didn't know this is part of Prime. Yeah. Now you're fucking my wife? Great.
$99, well spent.
Yeah. Well, now we're $129 now. I think it went up. Went up like 20 or 30 bucks. Yeah.
Oh, wow, I might be out at that point.
No way. I pay like 10 cents a delivery.
Do you really?
Well, I order 600 items a year.
Oh, my God.
Minimum.
I don't order that much.
like daily. I'm like, what do I need today? They definitely need something. What did I buy? Oh, the coolest thing I bought this week was 2 75-foot hoses. Why? Did you know hose technology has increased, Dingo?
I know. These hoses, I'll show you this hose. You'll shit your pants.
I probably will.
It's literally a half a pound for a 75-foot hose.
Does it not kink?
Yeah, it does not kink. Does not tie up. Oh. And it extends. Like, woo! It's like the Cialis of fucking garden hoses, these things.
Oh. I like it.
I think that's it.
All right,
we should mention, like, there's going to be a little change schedule here lately, right?
Schedule lately. We'll be doing Wednesday releases?
Yes. For about
3-4 weeks.
Yes.
And then we'll see. Got some scheduling issues, but yeah, hopefully it won't.
Don't fade away. We'll still be here.
We'll still be here.
Just a couple days later.
Yes. So that's been this week's Conditioning Right Now. This is my new Dingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.